I got to make like, you know, he's new and he's going to be excited about asking the person who would know. Sir, would you like to ask Max Mead, the host of Everything Old Is...
No, I'm afraid not.
Golden Age of Radio.
I'm goofing. I'm sorry. Sorry. Yeah, there you go. You know the whole thing.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Schmidt. Could you please give me a brief history and the current status of the Early Morning Radio Alliance?
Well, the current status is it's a state of mind, basically.
Oh, right.
Thank you.
The Early Morning Radio Alliance was... I think it goes back to, more or less to the days of the Den.
Yeah.
And, you know.
So it'd be 505. So that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was like Doc, Paul Wonder, to those who didn't know him, Simon Locally, Sharon Matlin, Dennis Coleman.
No, there's a name from the past.
Being crazy.
I think it was back in those days. I think we had 5 a.m. programs.
Yeah.
So it was
Good
like, and then they worked backwards to incorporate all the people in the overnight. But it, you know, Simon at the time was on from 5 to 8:30 in the morning on Saturdays, with Why the Revolution Hasn't Come, with Dr. Science.
Were there any bylaws or meetings or?
we met in the Den. We had a sergeant at arms. We made people stoop, and it was that was a different club. That was a different club.
Okay.
It was a loose knit confederation of those who did radio in the early morning hours of WBAI. Their friends, associates, lovers, enemies, etc.
And the reason why, and Max and I, it's a state of mind. The reason why I consider myself a part of that because when I the first special I did for WBAI in 1984 was the Prince special during a membership drive. And what happened is Hoppy Selassie had a program on from midnight to 5, and Paul Wonder had soundtrack on from 5 to 8. And they both gave up that time slot, so we had an 8-hour Prince special. So officially, I came in, you know, on at BAI sort of weirdly, you know, at a 5 o'clock time. Yes, way before Creative Unity. I trained Creative Unity, but that was before then.
Yes, I know. Okay, thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
Right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, man, I was going to play him a Marvin Gaye tune. I guess I still got to find one for him. I got to find one for Max, too. Gee, man. What do I have? No, I don't want to play that one for you guys. Oh, man. The one I want to play is Abraham Martin and John, but I can't find that one in this one. Oh, what a shame. Okay, Max, go back to your den. I'm sorry, I had to throw that in there, man. I apologize. Actually, I don't apologize. You have anything to say? No, I don't want you to. No. You know, you don't sit and said enough.
Let me talk about some people I don't like around here.
I know what I can play. Before I go to the next phone call, and like I said, I do the. I'm an engineer for Democracy Now, and there's a song that I came across that I really love to play. I mean, I really do. I like to play this song. It's a country song. Since Max was here and the other cat that don't know nothing about Marvin Gaye, maybe you know Patti Loveless. I'm going to play her for you guys because it's apropos. Gosh, I love saying that word, apropos. Don't you just love the English language? Yes, I know you do. Here's something from Patti Loveless. The number here is 212-209-2900. when the national board meeting was over and everybody did their hooping and hollering, and as I indicated, some people, I come from theater, and in theater, we had, I mean, it's like basically the show must go on, which means to you, by the way, this is WBAI 99.5 on your FM radio tuner, and you're listening to a special edition of Nomo Radio. We'll straighten out this time slot sooner or later. What that means to you, but I'm not actually the host here. I'm just sitting in to things get straight. When this thing happened with the National Board, I sent an email. I sent a couple of emails. One email I sent, my heroes, in this order. Juan Gonzalez, Leslie Kagan, I said somebody from South Africa sent me an email. Who should they thank for the victory? And I said, first you need to thank the listeners, and then Juan Gonzalez, Leslie Kagan, Amy Goodman, Bernard White, the Pacifica campaign. I went through this whole list of things, you know, like that. But those are my personal heroes in this little matter. And I wrote an email. Then I wrote an email to Jabari, who's the treasurer of Pacifica, the National Board of Pacifica. And I'm going to share this email with you. It's only 2 pages. Well, it's short, but I'm going to read the whole thing. Why? Because I can. Oh, the number here, and you are ringing, is 209-2900. And by the way, if you're new to WBA or Pacifica, we don't actually screen, or we don't pick up the calls till it comes in. And if you're in certain areas, the call's cut off or something like that. So you just call back when I'm, you know, when I'm ready. You know, I take them out of order anyway, so it doesn't matter. Several things have emerged out of the pitch battle that was ... The network has levels of support systems that are in place to make help develop a more viable network. Talking about now, here's where I sort of define the levels, the identify levels in my mind of our network as it currently stands with after this battle. There's the leadership level, and that I guess I should just say that includes. Oh, where's my pen at? Let me write it.
Whoa. Hold on a second.
It's on some Chicago in the background. Hold on a second. I gotta get something.
We do things like this at WBA, you know, like yell off a mic, talk off a mic.
Well, we're getting stuff because we're not prepared, but that's the beauty of community radio. You don't want us like, you know, like those people that spray their hair. Leadership level. And that would be like the national board. I'm writing on my paper here. National board. Local board. Okay. Then we have what I call the star level. Now, this is not to be, I'm not really trying to be divisive, derivative, whatever that is. You know, I'm not trying to throw stuff in the game. But the star level would include, you know, people like, you know, like Amy Goodman, like Bernard White, like Juan Gonzalez, you know, like Carol, just the people around the network that sort of identify, you know, that's known in all the cities, like that. But they would also include like programmers. You know, there are certain programmers in, and I would say even a star like the Jim Bennett from KPFA, the station manager there. He's on the star level too. But also there's this other level of programmers. You know, producers, programmers. Okay, so that's sort of like two levels in the star level itself. I'm just say stars. The stars just mean recognizable names throughout the network, you know. Then you have what we call the warrior level. Those are people like say Dennis, like waging war, you know, like that, you know, like Bokeem, you know, just, you know, causing stuff to happen. You know, people like that. You know, like Don, you know, people that, you know, like you know, this is weird, like Janice K. Bryan is somewhere between like the warrior level, the star level, and leadership level. You know, she's like, you know, floats back and forth. Things like that, okay? worry level is like Valerie, you know, things like that. People who stayed the battle, whether you like, you know, their position or not, like that. Okay. Then you have what I call the technical level. Now this is where we get kind of whatever. Now technical level are like people who stayed in it and kept the station going in a technical vein. Wherever they are, and they sort of tried to stay above the battle, but sometimes they didn't, you know. But for the most part, they, you know, they just was into the technical things and just held things together. You know, I guess you was in our station. So I'm not gonna go through the whole network, but in our station, it would be something like Michael G, right? And you know, you say, well, I don't know what side he was on. Don't worry about sides, okay? This has nothing to do with sides. This is identifiable levels after the decimation. then you have what's called the grunt level. Now, these are your people. I mean, you know. I mean, like Ursula's, like, both on the grunt level and the warrior level, you know. People, listeners, you know, that came out, you know. Yeah, like Monroe, you know, like Joshua. You know, just people, you know, like Debbie. You know, there's names that I know. But you know what I'm talking about, you know. People like Pete were on the picket line every day, you know, but he's also the warrior level. You see, you see where I'm going with this, right? Okay, good. Put the artist on Chicago down a little bit. Okay, so I identified those levels. Okay, no doubt others will come up with other analysis, but this is what comes to my mind as of now. Right now, I'm transitioning from the warrior technical level to the technical grunt harmony. I like to say that, technical grunt harmony. Say it because I like being a grunt. Like to get my hands dirty. Meaning being instrumental in the continued growth of the conglomerate, the conglomeration. Oh, here, I'm sorry. I like this. I got to do this line again. Meaning being instrumental in the continued growth of the conglomeration of DN, meaning Democracy Now!, satellite TV, internet, shortwave, and local public access, along with the IMCs, meaning Independent Media Centers, and you'll be hearing from them at the end of the week, as a force to facilitate all manner of change in the communications landscape. If that whole sentence didn't make sense to you, don't worry about it. This email is not meant to make sense. It's meant to get people to start thinking. A lot of times I write memos and emails not to be clear, but to be unclear, so you have to think. You have to use your brains and use, you know, we don't do things by rote. And Anthony said, did it? No, you got to use your own brain. It's get the juices flowing, right? I should have said that up front. Anyway, as this continues on its natural growth path, I am also interested in helping to develop a loose network of Pacificans. There you go. Got a new term for you, Pacificans. This basically means if you're in the corporate world, if you're a jackboot, if you're a disingenuous person, I suggest you just leave. If you got another agenda, if you got some sort of problem with your childhood or something like that, and you know, and you can't deal with what we got going here, and we've been developing this for 41 years or 51, whatever it is, then go someplace who got what you need. The Pacificans are different than you. You don't need to be here, and I'm not banning them. I'm not kicking anybody out. But say you got problems, then go solve your problems someplace else, and you too at some other point can be a Pacifican. All right, thank you. I'm also interested in helping to develop a loose network of Pacificans to raise money and develop strategy towards a stronger network. To this end, the first thing I want to address is not the immediate membership drives, but future drives, as well as logical roles for the network stations to assume. For instance, the National should move back to Northern California Stands, your unit, well, you know, in other words, without the Treasurer's unit, and without a Treasury unit and a National News. They should stay in D.C. Both should stay in D.C. L.A. should keep and develop the archives. New York should keep DN, meaning Democracy Now! And we have to find something for Texas to do. Off the top of my head, I would ask them to think bold and big and be the outrageous fundraisers we need. Perhaps even house a National Development Director there. Got that in your mind? Okay. Next and last page. I'll throw this in a second. Meanwhile, what I would like to see happen for the spring drives, and I think that's too soon. It's probably I'm going to revise and say that the fall drives, the autumn drives. I should say fall. The autumn drives. is a concerted effort to prime each station before they enter their respective on-air pitches with benefit concerts, with big names exhorting attendees to and listeners to prepare their pledge forms for their favorite programs. In other words, you're supposed to have pledge forms and a thing, and people take them home with them. You know, I don't know. You get the idea. The broadcast concerts would double as celebrations of our reclaiming of the stations, as well as a way to draw attention to our potential. For instance, Berkeley could have a concert featuring Holly Near, Michael Franti, and Spearhead, with Danny Glover and Alice Walker as co-hosts. L.A. may have Penn and Teller, Pancho and the Latin Soul Brothers, and the Indigo Girls, with Whoopi Goldberg and Margaret Chow as co-hosts. Houston may have Willie Nelson, Oludara, and the Tex-Mex Act, with Ann Richards as hosts. New York may have Mos Def, Anna DeFranco, and Al Jarreau, with John Leguizamo and Reno as hosts. D.C. may have Sonny Fortune, John Hicks and Annie Ross, and Dead Prez, with Dick Gregory as host. The point is to go big, broadcast every concert network-wide, and solicit support unashamedly. There is also talk that we should turn into be tuned into the action of moving WBAI. That's something else. It's about the moving. Okay. That's it. I say. That's basically it. I'm just trying to say I have ideas. You have ideas. I think we all should write our ideas down. That's basically what I'm saying. And maybe if we all write our ideas down, maybe we can get the folio back. Hey, folio, folio, folio. WBI, yeah. Oh,
wasn't patient.
WBI, it's you.
What wasn't patient?
WBAI, it's you.
Hello?
Hi, you're in an excuse me, just one little question, please,
yes.
Kind sir.
Yes.
What is your favorite Marvin Gaye tune, and would you please talk directly into your speaker, sir?
Okay, my favorite Marvin Gaye song is Can I Get a Witness?
Can I get a witness? Okay, let me look that up while you state your case.
Okay, well...
Are you still on a cell phone? What the hell are you on?
I'm on a cordless phone.
A who?
Cordless.
Can I say something before you start?
Mm-hmm.
In Democracy Now!, I have this slight joke. You know, people on the left, they get the worst phones possible, and they don't know how to talk on the phone. I'm giving classes. I'm going to make $1 million teaching how people, progressive people, how to talk on the phone and get good phones. Because the right people on the right, they are so good. It's unbelievable. They're clear and everything like that. Hi, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go off.
Okay, that's okay. I'm on a regular phone now.
Thank you so very much.
I'm so glad everybody is back.
Did you say, can I get a witness?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm so glad everybody is back, and the shows that replaced, like, the show that replaced Bernard, it's 6 in the morning. I have no idea what that was all about, you know. And I'm so glad that Bernard and Amy are back from 6 to 9, and whoever took their places, I'm so glad that they're not there anymore, because it was unlistenable, if that's the proper word.
Okay, well, now we got through that, and now you've done that. What else do you, I mean, can you...
Oh, what else?
I just, in other words, I sort of moved the show on. It's sort of subtle, but I moved the show on to, like, ideas to get the network back and to make the station more viable and to get raised, like, $4 million, you know, something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah, I'll make the station more viable. I mean, it should go back to what it was many years ago. You had mentioned Max Schmid and... some of the other people, Lynn Samuels, because that's when I started listening to the station. And I think it would be great if you had her back, maybe even if it's just one day.
Oh,
yeah,
that's interesting.
Just one day.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
During a membership drive, Lynn raised Lynn raised a lot of money.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, I shouldn't say that. I'm sorry. Lynn, I'm sorry. I'm being mercenary, aren't I? That's not a bad idea to have...
No, but you're right. She did. And she was there. She did.
But that's not a bad idea to have some of our past programmers say, hey, you know, celebrate Pacifica and have a special, maybe a special membership drive where we have just people, what they currently do and bring their current audience or their current things, bringing,
exactly.
You know, that, we should work. You write that up, please. and send that to us.
Okay, what's your email?
Not me.
Oh, no, I know.
Jason, I'm a, didn't I just tell Prince, I'm a grunt? I'm just like you, I'm throwing out ideas. Send it to Bernard.
Okay, now what's the station's email?
I don't know what the station email is.
Oh.
I don't think the station, we ain't, look, set 120 Wall Street.
Okay. Nail mail.
What was it, 10005, whatever. Bring it up.
Okay.
You come up, you know where the, don't try it. You know where the station is.
I know.
Well, bring copies.
Okay.
I'm serious now.
That's a good idea. I will do that.
Okay, I'm going to move on.
Okay.
I'm going to play your song, too. Bye. I don't want to play that one. I want to play Can I Get a Witness? Hey, look. This is WBAI New York, and as you guess, we do stuff like this. Fire. You know what I'm saying? Gotta hold their feet to the fire. Man. WBA, are you near?
How you doing, Tony?
Excuse me?
So how you doing?
Let me explain something to you. My grandmother named me Anthony for a reason. I'm not a four-letter word. Anthony means incomparable. Anything less than incomparable is not what I am.
Okay, Mr. Incomparable.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Titles aren't necessary, but thank you anyway.
Yes.
You're in now.
Oh, okay.
What's up?
Well,
First of all, what's your favorite Marvin Gaye song?
Oh, you already played it.
Okay, then we'll skip it then.
Okay.
Go ahead. What's up?
I started to listen to the radio. I'm quite sure you remember when you were doing the blues thing.
The blues?
Blues series a few years ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
When I was arts director.
Right.
A few years ago. That's a long time ago.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah.
That got me into the blues.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Well, that was actually a production of some, CPB. Like NPR thing.
Yeah,
we didn't rip it off, but it was very good, so we decided to run it.
Yeah, that was a very good thing for me. I learned a lot from that. One thing I would like to say, I would like to see a different people coming on the talk back situation as opposed to have one person 2 hours every day.
We used to have that actually.
Yeah, I would like to hear Plato Benjamin back on the air again.
Yeah, I know. Everybody love Plato.
Yeah, I'm hoping that
Plato's just Plato played boxer one time when we did. Maybe I should dig up Animal Farm. We should play Animal. We should. Never mind. I won't go off. Look, You're right. You know, because let me give you this bit of history, too, because this is germane to what happened. And since I mentioned a bunch of these characters, let me say this. When I was arts director, we had a strip in the afternoon of arts programming. And we had a strip of arts programming. Then what happened is Pacifica wanted to do a national program. And so Samori, let me go back. I go back. Before this arts strip, we did have different hosts doing talkback.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why that fell apart, but that fell apart. I don't know why that fell apart. I can't remember right now.
That's one of the reasons it was under Andrew.
So I don't know what. Well, you have to ask Andrew what happened. Well, you can ask me, but I just didn't pay attention. All I know, we got arts in the afternoon, and then we moved to that slot for some reason. Let me go back. Before we had that, I know. Before we had that in the afternoon, we had No More Radio. That's when No More Radio existed in the late 80s.
Right.
And then Roscoe came in with music, was alternating with music, and some other stuff was happening. Then the Playtell Benjamin, let's call it Playtell, the Benjamin era. And then what happened, we had arts in the afternoon, and then, I believe this is right, somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, then what happened was Julian Malveaux came on in the strip in the afternoon because the National wanted to do a national program. Mm-hmm. And they just, you know, and this is not the way to do it, but that's what they do. They impose and they try to rough off time. I mean, I'm unashamedly campaigning to be national program director, and that's not what I would do. I would not impose programming on stations. I would do something entirely different, but we won't get into that right now. When it comes time, I'll reveal it. No, actually,
I'll reveal it. I would like to hear you back again.
Well, no, it's not going to happen. No, it's not going to happen. Listen, let me finish this thing. So what happened was, this is one of Samori's favorite famous sayings. He says, "Oh, let Pacifica do it. They'll crash and burn." And he was absolutely right. And then when they crashed and burned, Samori had his own agenda, had been courting the former interim program director who became the national program director for Pacifica and is now, I guess out on the street looking for a job, good luck. Anyway, she came in and that job in that strip. As was strip programming, because we realized that strip programming actually does work. People identify with one voice.
Right.
It's as simple as that. And that's why it was done. And so it did 4 days a week, and then the Puerto Rican guy did the fifth day, right?
Yeah, but
What happened? You know,
totally remove a lot of other voices.
Well, that's true, but I'm just saying that's just it's like, look, it's community radio. It's always fluxing. I mean, people grow, they do other things, they want to do other things. Sometimes, you know, they have opportunities, things happen. I mean, it's just the nature of community radio. You know, you do what you can do what you have on hand. There's no money in it, you know, so there's no pension in it, and so this is what happens. And so then that gave people their chops. But see, a program like that, I will tell you, it's easier to do than producing, say, an arts program or other kinds of program, because you hire the expertise of the person, and you hopefully they read and they know something, they open a thing, and most of the program has to do with the listeners bringing stuff to it. You just become a good facilitator, it's easy and good programming, and people like that sort of stuff because they hear themselves on the radio and they blah 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 blah. That's what it is.
At any rate, you have taught me a lot.
Mm.
I always try to find out when you were banned.
Mm.
I learned because that's it. One of the reasons that kept me interested in the blues. That's you,
mm.
No one else. Series that you had in the early 90s.
Yeah.
Thank you once again. I wish you well.
All right.
Okay, bye bye.
Bye. Well, guess what, gang? I've got to make a phone call. This has been lovely. We might have you all on the air, I'm not sure. But right now, I've got to make a phone call. And I'll play a record while I'm making this phone call. Maybe I can get this person on the line. We're going to get a report from another city. I'm going to depart from Marvin for a second. Don't panic. Don't worry. It won't hurt you. And listen to this, all right? try this again. Put this bad boy back up. Say good morning again.
Good morning.
Let me ask you a question.
Hmm?
Give me a Marvin Gaye song that you would appreciate.
You sure love to ball?
Whoa. Hey, wait a second. It's 5:33 in the morning. I guess we're still in the legal time. Okay.
Well, we got to get the people up in the morning.
Well, yeah. Well, I think that will get them up, but it would get them not quite out. I mean, but hey, it's your choice. Hold on a second, I'm gonna find it for you. Hey, how about if I get? Oh, I know what sex. I know what to do. I give you the alternate version. I'll tell you what. Let's let them hear this. And that's not quite what I was thinking about in the morning. And I will. We'll get right back to you. We'll listen to this first, a little bit of it, most of it, and then what I'll do is. Maybe when we end, I'll give you a song. I'll give everybody a song. That'd be good. Can you hold on?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Your choice. Did you enjoy it?
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
Yeah.
Hey, what's not to enjoy about Marvin Gaye? And it was a thing from, where's it from? It's a new release, the deluxe edition of Let's Get It On. So, if you enjoyed that. You don't have to say your name, but what's more important in this trying to build a Pacifica network, and it's your choice if you want to say your name or not, but it's your Pacifica network. You might want to tell us a little bit about your circumstance and where you hail from.
Where I what?
Where you hail from, where you from, and what you're interested in this whole Pacifica thing.
Well, I'm from D.C., the WPFW listening audience, and I'm coming from a perspective that I don't see covered really with free speech radio or a direction that I would like Pacifica to go toward, and that is black single mothers, or just single mothers, period. And I would like to hear more programming on single motherhood, the special little problems that we have as a segment of the population, especially with the a lot of single mothers who probably were on welfare, especially with the 60-month plan, welfare reform plan that Clinton put into place, especially now that that is up. It would be helpful if single mothers, or if or people who are most likely to be affected by that, knew how to maneuver through the system to get to see what else is out there, to see how to, since it's really the 60 months, that welfare reform is really such a, it was like a, in a word, a flop. I think that the population would need to know, that population affected by that, it would be really helpful for them to know how to still use programs to survive, how to still survive in spite of, you know, welfare being cut out.
Well, you know, we have several programs, segments, you know, people coming in talking about that sort of stuff. And you are talking about programming. I was thinking, and of course, you know, your programming concerns, I guess in PFW, you must have a, do you have a station manager or program director? what's the current status of your station manager or program director?
Well, a station manager and program director was the same person.
That's in violation. They tried to pull that hair too. Yeah, go ahead.
Right, that's in violation of the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And he was put on administrative leave.
Oh.
And we are working to make that permanent.
Okay.
But also as a community outreach, to try to get the community involved in the changes that are taking place at PFW, we are going to have Tom Porter. We're going to have Tom Porter talk to us. Well, Tom Porter was the former, general manager of PFW, and he's was with PFW for 20 years.
Uh-huh.
And from what I hear, he's very eager to explain why he's not there anymore and what happened. I don't know the story, but we will find out Friday night.
Well, you know, I know that when PFW came into the fold, since it's such a large black population down there, and because of the way Pacifica was at the time, you know, it's, you know, very sensitive to racial matters, they just said, well, PFW, let's just leave them alone. Leave them to their own devices. So, you know, there was no sort of Pacifica direction. I mean, I know that to be a fact. But more, I guess, more to the point, I mean, you got a real. We have our problems here at WBA. You have problems there. All over the network, they have the problems that they have to solve. But I guess the next question I'm going to ask: do you think these problems will be solved? And if they are solved, you know, can we be a network? That's the question. I'm not saying trying to say we need to share programming idea, but can we be a network? What would that mean for you? What that mean? What would that mean that you have access to a network?
Well, yes, I do believe the problems can be solved. I would say that we could have a network just like what we're doing now. You know, I'm informing the audience in New York what is going on in D.C. Really, we should have a relay where we do that back and forth. National programming, you know, is good as well. But see, the thing is that when Pacifica left WPFW on its own, which really, that is really what happened, folks got in and they just started taking over. You know, they just started taking over and really firing the listeners, firing those who wanted to hear public affairs programming. They started firing them, and now PFW has mostly a jazz format, you know, and...
Well, you know, people love their music.
Yeah, people love their music, but...
So how are they going to, you know...
What is the most important... Well, this is strictly my opinion, but what is the most important thing, you know, hearing your music or knowing what's going on around you? You know, it's like the escapism has to stop at some point. We have to wake up and realize that, you know, it's not just our local little D.C. that we got our little jazz, but we have our own little problems as well. But, you know, what about eventually the problems are going to get to you. So you need to be informed on what is going on. And a lot of valuable programming was taken off the air for jazz.
So you got to convince people to take the valuable programming back. Do you think y'all are strong enough to do that? I mean, from what I understand, y'all really talk about misinformation and lying. Even your staff, a lot of your staff doesn't even listen to the station anyway. Listen to the station. And some of the stuff that was going on inside here is repeated also in L.A., certainly Houston, but in L.A., and D.C. especially, they were just lied to.
Well,
and people were, your jobs are going to be missing if this happens or that happens. And all kinds of disingenuous things were said.
Well, that is how they were able to take over. They whipped the staff up into a frenzy to get them to believe that, oh, these so-called dissidents are here to take your jobs. We're not here to take anyone's job. You know, I personally don't want to refire the listeners that are now into the jazz format. But however, we have to look at the greater picture. It's not just about you. It's not just about me. It's a lot bigger than the little trivial wars that the staff has going on. And the fact that the staff doesn't listen to the radio, to their programming, that should tell you something. That should tell you that their heart is not in it. Do you want someone? Well, it's easy to play jazz, to put jazz on the air, but it takes more dedication to put that information out there, especially information based on free speech. One is never really held in high esteem reporting the truth. Like they say, the truth hurts. But, you know, like I said, it should tell you something. If the people who are there running it does not even listen to themselves, because they don't care. Their heart is not in it. So really, I think that the listeners in D.C. will be able to, if we get to enough people, if we keep talking and stand firm on our position, which is free speech other than jazz, that they will see that our hearts, we really have good intentions. I mean, that's the only way that I can see it can work.
Hmm. Well, I tell you what. I can't say anything because I'm really not at I'm really not at the station per se. I'm not trying to do any programming. But you know, if I had my druthers, you know, I would take various times throughout the, you know, maybe talk to some producers. And I mean, I wanted to call Berkeley and L.A., but I felt like the time, you know, like 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, like 2 o'clock in the morning. I didn't want to do that. But
not with Berkeley anyway.
But I mean, you know, yeah, for you too. But I know you had to get up. But
yeah.
But the point is, I think periodically, more than just once a week, we should talk to listeners and programmers. Some programmers should just take time out of their own program and form relationships throughout the network, so that on certain levels we remain in touch with each other and don't lose this struggle that we had in this last 13 months. And for some people it's been 2 years, some people it's been 3 years. A lot of time, a lot of people's hearts and energies have gone into the struggle. So anyway, I want to thank you for indulging the WBAI audience. Yeah, anything you want to tell them as we? I'm going to give you a song. I'm going to give the audience a song too before I get out of here.
Just we all have our work cut out for us, and you know, I will try to meet the challenges that will arise. I'm going to do my best, and I would like us to continue like this forum here, so that we can, you know, basically give a report card and, you know, thank goodness for technology that we're able to do this. So we really need to use it to stay in communication with one another.
Hmm. Okay, well, you know, you may or may not know, but I'm the engineer for Democracy Now. I know you get Democracy Now down there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I know you listen to it. But, you know, a lot of times my struggle, I got to find, you know, certain words that are sort of evident, you know, to certain things. But a lot of times there's love songs that I want to play, but I know if I play a segment of a love song, people are just not going to get it. You know, they're not going to make the transition. Well, he's really talking about struggle or you know, or whatever we're doing on Democracy Now. So I want to take this leap of faith. First of all, can I rap to you for a second here?
Sure.
Okay, good. Thank you. So this is a love song to you. But just as important as the love song to you, this is a love song I want to really give to the listeners. Like, you can give love songs to a whole body of people, and I think this song speaks to the listener speaking to the institution of Pacifica. So this is a multi-layered thing that I'm doing here. You know, so for people who need to relate to this as personal, fine, we've just done it. But if you need to relate this, if you can relate to something larger, and then I would like you to do that. This is I wouldn't call it obscure. Well, yeah, it's an obscure Marvin Gaye song, but I want you to listen to it. It's from this a new deluxe set. Let's Get It On, the deluxe set. It's a thing called I Give My Life for You. Thank you for indulging us this morning. Take care.
Okay. I want to hear the song.
Okay. I won't cut you off. I won't cut you off. Yeah, you can listen to it. Here it is.
Your voice, darling, you're my rhapsody. sense of your togetherness really, really turns me on. Even in a crowd of people, you and me can really be alone. We're so together, darling. If you only knew, I'd give my life to you.
Indeed, many people have given their, literally given their lives for Pacifica. So how'd you like that?
Couldn't hear it.
You couldn't hear it?
No.
I'll send it to you.
Okay.
All right. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that's it. Can I say? It's life. How about the little prison satellite line and we get out of here, all right? And up next, a wake-up call. With a bunch, a gaggle of people. I wouldn't lie to you, you know. Unlike some regimes that come through here, I definitely would not lie to you. A gaggle of people.
This is Kamal Kalfani giving a royal shout to all those brothers and sisters behind the wall and needing to let you don't give up, brothers and sisters, because we are still on your side.
This is Bonnie. I want to give a shout-out to the Move 8 and my brother Mumia Abu-Jamal, Mumia. I hope and pray. I pray for you every day. This person, a shout-out line. Free my brother, Mumia Abu-Jamal. Free all political prisoners, both brothers and sisters. Free the Move 8 and free me, because I, too, am a victim of a frame-up in this injustice system. I love you, my blessed. Blessed brother, you're going to come out soon, and I hope one day to be able to meet you. God bless you.
Shout out to all the prisoners, men, women, and children, especially the children. Please know that someone has all of you in their daily prayers. God bless.
Yeah, this is for my son, Terrell McDonald, from Green Correctional. Well, it was good to see you Sunday, man. Take care of yourself. Stay strong. Keep your mind focused on what you got to do to get through this. And I'll be back up there to see you in a couple of weeks, man. I love you, man. I'm thinking about you all the time. And T-Dub, this is Mambo. I'm giving a shout-out to Johnny Perez in Mid-Orange. Thank you.
Hello, this is for Terrell McDonald up at Green Prison. Hey, Terrell, I really, really miss you. I'm going to be up there soon, and I know that you're doing really, you know, well in spite of the circumstances. You just hold on to God's unchanging hands, and we are praying for you. You have so many people that ask about you, and you know that we love you, and, you know, we're trying to keep your dad rested, but, you know, he just can't help it. He would come on a visit every other day if he could financially. So you stay encouraged, and I love you, and God bless you. And I'm real appreciative to this radio station. Thank God that it is still on. Bye.
Hello, this is a shout-out for Vito Williams. You know who it is if you hear my voice. I hope all is well. Sorry I didn't get back to you in the writing. A lot of things have been going on, as well as you being there. Stay with that. And for the rest of it, everyone else on lockdown too, that they hold their heads up. And I know it's a struggle, a bad struggle. Hold it down until you get out. Take it easy.
This is Tita with the shout-out line phone number. The shout-out line is 212-209-2958. That's 212-209-2958. Thank you, WBAI, New York.
This is T from the Patterson's taking the train to Tibet. I've just let you know what I only suspect this morning, starting about 3 o'clock. We did this, actually about 3:30, 3:20. And I don't plan to be here, so don't look for me. But, you know, look for WBA and give it all the support that you possibly can. We desperately need you. I'll be working as a grunt, you know, as a technician, helping people do what they should do. All right? So let me leave you a little love in your heart.